I'm going to have a word of prayer, so please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great Sabbath day. Just let my words touch the hearts of the people here, and please calm my nerves and let me do well. In your name, amen. Hi. Okay, I'm actually going to start off with a story, and it's called The Guest. So a man named Abdul Latif, he lives in India, is walking through the market with his servant, and he's buying food, and he sees this man named Mubakadesh, who's this brilliant scientist. And he goes over to him, he's like, "Sir, can I invite you to my house for dinner? I would be so honored if you would be present at my house for a feast." And Mubakadesh is like, "I accept, I'll come to your house." And he's like, "What time?" And the master says, "Around 7. And Mubakadesh is like, "I'll be there." So the man, the master and the servant go off, and they go to buy a bunch of food and prepare. And Mubakadesh goes home, and he waits around for a while, and then he decides it's time to get ready. So he puts on his shabbiest pants. He puts on a really worn jacket, a really kind of dirty shirt, worn-out sandals, and he walks to the master's house. So he gets there, and he knocks on the door, and the servant answers. And he's like, "What do you want?" And Mubakadesh is like, "I met your master in the marketplace today. He invited me over to dinner." The servant's like, "I don't think so. We don't know you." And Mubakadesh is like, "No, I promise, get your master. He'll recognize me. He really did invite me." So the servant's like, "Okay, wait here." So he goes and he gets the master, and the master comes back, and the master's like, "What do you want?" And he's like, "You invited me. Do you not remember? In the marketplace, you invited me to your feast to be an honored guest." The master's like, "I don't know you." And he shut the door. So Mubakadesh goes home, and he puts on golden pants. He puts on a silk purple shirt. He puts on his most beautiful embroidered jacket, beautiful new sandals, a beautiful golden hat, and he rides in his carriage to the master's house. And once again, he gets out and he knocks on the door. And the servant answers like, "Come on in, we've been waiting for you. The feast is all prepared. We're so honored that you're here." So he enters the room where the master and all the other guests are. And the master's like, "Come, sit at my right side. You are so honored. I'm so glad that you decided to come." So everyone sits down and they pray, and the feast begins. The master's like, "All right, please begin to eat the feast." And so Mubakadesh comes over and he's sitting down and he grabs the Peking duck, delicacy. And he starts rubbing it on his sleeve, takes it, rubs it on the other sleeve, puts it down. The master's like, "What is this guy doing? I thought he was brilliant." But he ignores it. He's like, "I bet you it's just some crazy ritual." So Mubakadesh picks up the curry sauce and he pours it on his pants. Just like that. And he takes some peanuts all ground up and he puts it on his hat. And finally the master's like, "Excuse me, but what are you doing? You're embarrassing me. Why? Do you not like this food? Do you need something else to be prepared? What is wrong here?" And Mubakadesh is like, "Well, I came to your house. I was dressed in shabby clothes, and you did not welcome me in. But I came in my finest clothes, and you didn't even question. You just came and you sat me at your right-hand side. So obviously, since it is my clothes that you invited and not me, I think it's well-deserved that they get the food." And the master cannot believe what he's done. He feels so bad. He's so ashamed. He's like, "Please forgive me." And Mubakadesh is like, "All right, but don't judge by appearance or by clothes again." And true to his word, he never does. I'm going to read you the full James passage. Oops. It says, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your house wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes. And to the man wearing the rich clothes, you say, 'Here, sit by my side.' But to the man in shabby clothes, you say, 'Here, sit at my feet,' or 'Go stand there.' Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich ones who are exploiting you, who drag you to court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really love the royal law found in the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. So, let's say you're walking along the street, or maybe you're going to your local Walmart, and you see a man, and you're like, I want to preach to someone, I want to share God's law, or his word. And you see a man here, and he has a suit on, a briefcase, maybe he's looking a little lost, and you see this other kid, he's probably 16, 17, maybe low 20s, and he has spiky black hair, and he has a spike collar, and he's wearing really like punk rock stuff, and you're like, you know, I think I'm going to preach to this guy. He looks safe. How can you judge that? Did God tell you to judge that man? Did he tell you that this man's an open and welcoming Christian? What if this man has heard about God, and he's like, yeah, right, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist and proud of it. But this kid, he's in his house, he's never heard about God. He's doing what he's been taught to do. His parents haven't taught him any better, and yet you judge because of his appearance. You didn't even include God in that decision. So, who remembers Mary Magdalene in the Bible? What was she? She was a prostitute, and yet God willingly preached to her, and she became one of his most devout followers. What about Matthew, tax collector? No one likes them. he was preached to, and he wrote one of the Bible books, or more than one, I'm not exactly sure. So the theme is to stand up for your faith. You can't just stand, oh yeah, I'm standing up for our faith, I'm going to preach to this guy. I don't like this guy, he's kind of freaky looking. I'm just going to go to this one because that's what I want to do, not what God wants you to do. God preached to everyone. If a Roman soldier had come up to him, he wouldn't be like, no way. He would have been like, here, come hear the word of God, even if they hadn't have accepted it. Now I know that there's lots of generations in this room, you know, babies to older adults. And sometimes we as youth are crazy to you guys. You can't believe what we wear, what we listen to, how we dress. But that doesn't matter to you guys. Even though it boggles your mind, you still stick with us. And you're just like, and you lead us down the right path. And you keep going with us, and it's so amazing, and it makes my heart glad to see that. And the skit here, it shows how just because one person's been let off the path doesn't mean you can't bring them back. You can't just see someone who's different and not accept them. You have to preach to everyone. Everyone wants to hear the gospel. I mean, there's people out there who have heard the gospel and they don't want to. But there are people who've never heard of the gospel and say, what's the gospel? I don't want to hear about that. Everyone has a knowledge for God. That's what we were born with. So as we end this church day, and I hope you've learned so much from the youth and just understand us so much, but just stand up for your faith. Don't just, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to go one day a year and give cookies to the poor because that's my mission trip duty for the year. I mean, you don't have to go to Ecuador or to Chile or to, you know, Fiji, Guadalupe. I mean, you can be right here in your community and preach. You can do whatever, but do what God calls you to do. Stand up for your faith and be the person who God would want you to be, not the person that you want to be. And here, I'm going to close it with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great day. Just get us through this next week with the last weeks of school, and for people who work, just give them comfort throughout this week until we meet again next week in here in your fellowship. In your name, amen.